It is inevitable that travails, sufferings, problems, sickness come into our life. And usually we grope in the dark when we encounter these negativities in our life. We do not know what to do. Sometimes this leads us to a temptation to become desperate. We are in despair. And to whom can we turn to? The celebration that we have today, the transfiguration and the readings, would give us a message that in God, or Jesus Christ, is the hope of glory. In Him can we find true light and glory. In the midst of the sufferings, the trials we encounter in our day-to-day living. From the book of the prophet Daniel, Daniel in the first reading today presents to us a vision of God. God, whom he considered as the Ancient One, seated on a throne with bright light. His robe was all white, and he was surrounded by fire. These images signify that God's divinity, not only his divinity, is shown to people, but more so, his sovereignty. It is said that myriads upon myriads of angels were ministering to him. So this shows that our God, Yahweh, is so powerful, and he shows his authority and sovereignty throughout all the world. As the vision of Daniel in the first reading continues, there is the figure of the Son of Man. And the Son of Man received glory, honor, kingship from the Ancient One. And this figure of the Son of Man is referred to our Lord Jesus Christ. So Christ is not only an ordinary person, is not only an ordinary human being. He is robed with majesty. He is infused with glory and honor from the very beginning because he is God. And you know, his glory, his power, his kingship is not only for himself. They are all shared to humanity. This is how God chose us. This is how the marriage between God and man took place. Our union with him, that what God has, he also shares to us. He gives us everything. Daniel, the prophet, in our first reading, was talking to the Israelites who were persecuted. They were persecuted. They don't know what to do. Their life was in darkness. And so Daniel gave them a ray of hope that their life will not end in suffering. There is a God who shows his power. There is a God who shows his glory. And this gives them enough strength to endure their persecution, the sufferings that they encounter in their daily lives. Saint Peter, my dear brothers and sisters, in our second reading today, has been a witness to this luminous event of the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was also talking. His audience were the persecuted Christians. You know, the first Christians were persecuted simply because they preached about Jesus Christ. The Jews do not like that Christ would be preached throughout the world. And so what they did was to persecute Christians. Since they bear the name of Christ and they preach Christ, so they were persecuted. So it's very, very difficult to live during those times. Once they knew that you are proclaiming Christ, you are gathering in the name of Christ, oh, you will be persecuted. And these people, these first Christians, were hopeless. And so Peter had to encourage them that through the transfiguration of Jesus Christ, this gives them also a ray of hope and glory in their lives. Even if they face difficulties, even if they live in darkness, Jesus Christ, who was transfigured, will give them glorification. The glory that was in Jesus Christ is shared to these first Christians. This is how they should live as children of the Father, their oneness with our Lord Jesus Christ. So Peter was challenging the first Christians that they should be attentive to Jesus, especially to His glory, because this will be the source of their hope. This will be the source of their light when they live in darkness. And most of all, this is the glory, or the glory is seen in our Lord Jesus Christ. Repeatedly, Peter said that Jesus was not an ordinary human being. He is endowed with glory and honor and sovereignty, kingship and power. Are you still with me, my dear brothers and sisters? Why are you so silent? You are, the Holy Spirit is in you, right? The background of our gospel today. The beautiful, do you know the event? Oh, why are you awestruck? The beautiful transfiguration of Jesus Christ. The background is this. Jesus had just predicted His own suffering and death. He told it boldly to His apostles that as the Messiah, He is destined. Take note of the word destined. It is His destiny. It's not His only fate. It's not an incident in His life that He suffered and died. It is His destiny, the plan of the Father. He is destined to suffer and die. May I ask each one of you here today, do you want suffering? Or if I may be harsh, do you want death? Who likes to suffer in the first place? Who wants to die? Me personally, I don't want to die right now, because I still have a mission here in St. Rose, in Anthem. I still have a mission to do. That's why I do not like to die right now. But Jesus predicted. And you know what was the reaction of His apostles, especially Peter, James, and John? Oh no! We don't want you to suffer, Lord. We don't want you to die. You are our Messiah. You know, the prevailing concept at that time of a Messiah was a political liberator. We can understand this in their context because Israel has been occupied and has been oppressed by the Romans. That's why they want to be free. And when they hear that the Messiah is coming, this Messiah is the person, the political liberator that would drive away the Romans in order that they will experience total freedom. But they were mistaken, because the Messiahship of Jesus is not a political liberator. The Messiahship of Jesus is through suffering. He is a suffering Messiah. And you know why Peter reacted that way? I don't want you to suffer and die, because in a suffering Messiah, there is no hope. There is no hope in a suffering Messiah. Who would follow a leader who would die and who would suffer? For them, a Messiah is put in a pedestal. And is being served by so many people. The idea of suffering and death is alien to the Messiah. And so this is the reaction. But Jesus had to tell them the truth, that this is His Messiahship. They cannot do otherwise. This is the plan of God for Him, to suffer and to die. And so they were hopeless. They were hopeless. They were groping in the dark. What shall we do now when our leader, our master, is going to suffer and to die? That's why Jesus led them to a high mountain, and this event of the transfiguration takes place where he was, where his face shone so brightly, and his clothes were dazzlingly white. And there appeared two figures, Moses and Elijah. Moses, the personification of the law, because Jesus is the fulfillment of the law, and Elijah, the prophet. Prophecy, Jesus again, the fulfillment of all prophecies. And there was a voice heard, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." That this son of mine is not just an ordinary human being. This son of mine is clothed with power and glory. This transfiguration, my dear brothers and sisters, removed the scandal of the cross on the minds of the apostles. Secondly, this strengthens them in their faith, in facing their persecutions, in facing their suffering, simply because they believe in Jesus Christ. Our life is not so different from the life of the apostles and the first Christians. As what I have said in the introduction of this reflection, we have our own travails. We have our own sufferings, sickness, problems. And sometimes we don't know where to go. The transfiguration of Jesus would give us a ray of hope to endure the suffering. Remember that the glory of God is greater than all our sufferings, problems, pains in our life. And these are not permanent in our life. If we suffer, endure all these things, the glory of God will also be revealed. We will also share in the glory of God as manifested by the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do I sound utopic? This is true, my dear brothers and sisters. This is happening. The glory of God is gradually revealed to us, especially when we firmly believe in Him. Our life will not end in suffering. Just as the life of Jesus, remember the life of Jesus, His life did not end in suffering and death. Right? Oh, why don't you answer? Yes, the life of Jesus that end in suffering and death because He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven. These are all His glorification. That's why the transfiguration is just a glimpse of that glory that will be revealed to each one of us. So don't lose hope, my dear brothers and sisters. Don't be despair when you are in this situation. The glory of God will be revealed to us. He is the hope of glory that we all aspire for.